General Dagalo said this week he regrets taking part in the October 25, 2021 military coup, and the political situation in Sudan has worsened, noting military leaders are unable to address the problems they thought would be resolved in days.
Unfortunately, I came to realize that the coup was used as a bridge for elements of the previous government to come back onto the political scene once again. I no longer have doubts about this. I came to my senses and I'm sincerely ready to exit from the political scene in the country and hand it over to a transitional civilian authority.
Military leaders overthrew the government, citing division among civilian leaders. Dagalo was named deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council immediately after the coup. He says it is no longer secret the military alone is unable to address the country's political problems.
It is now time to put an end to this political deadlock and urgently reach a quick political consensus that will establish a transitional civilian authority that will lead this country. We have to go back to our barracks and continue to carry out the constitutional mandate of defending the sovereignty, border, and security of this country.
Dagalo's address to the nation on Sunday coincided with the signing of the new implementation matrix for the Juba Peace Agreement between military leaders and Sudanese armed opposition groups. It extends the implementation of the agreement by another 2 years. Sahar al-Juzuli, a Khartoum resident and a member of the Abu Adam Pro-Democracy Resistance Committee, says Dagalo's statement indicates division between military leader Abdul Fattah al-Burhan and Dagalo, commander of the Rapid Support Forces.
If he is really serious about implementing what he said, that means he has taken a positive step ahead of all the parties to the military corps. The political situation shall witness a true change after his statement.
Sudanese political analyst Muhammad Wedabouk says Dagalo's statements make clear division exists between military leaders on how to apologize to the people of Sudan. Wedabouk says the division confirms earlier condemnations of the coup, which were ignored by al-Burhan and Dagalo early on.
I think there are fears among the coup parties from each other, which is now clearly coming out through such an open statement. The preliminary stance of the Sudanese people is that the military should leave the political scene and they should not have any political role.
Both al-Juzuli and Wedabouk say it is high time military commanders step aside and allow civilian forces to form a civilian-led government that will prepare Sudan for elections. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.